Case number 2 continuing now, but my time is approximately 2:54.
You're describing Jeff to me.
Yes,
with a freckle, and he was going gray.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
He's like, his skin color is when you have a sunburn, but it's like when you have it for a couple of days and it's kind of turning into pink. It's like a reddish pink color. And he had like a long face, and that's what I can remember. And he's wearing a white t-shirt in the first time.
Okay.
I don't really remember.
Did he have any kind of like jewelry that he left on his body that you noticed?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Do you remember what color eyes he had?
Nope. Do you have any facial hair, like a mustache or a goatee or anything?
No, but his eyebrows are really thick. And they're thick and great every day.
Okay.
Did he ever ask you to do anything other than massaging him?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did he at any time, like, grab your hand to try to put it somewhere?
No. I know what you're getting at. No,
okay.
I did not ask him that.
You said that you straddled him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he's on his stomach, and I was doing his head. On a bed, and then I was sitting there on his butt, but a little bit above his butt. And I was butt naked, and he was butt naked.
Okay.
And my butt cheeks were like on the top of his butt, on the rear leg of his back.
Now, when you say you're butt naked,
I meant with underwear and a bra.
Okay. Now, did he ask you to sit on top of him?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you do that on your own?
No, he's like, because at first, I was doing the side, standing up. And he's like, it'd feel more comfortable if you got on the back, could you please do that? And then I'll do that. I just sat there. At first, I didn't really want to sit on his hair, butt. So it's kind of pushing my legs on the table, so I just kind of sit up. And he's like, please, if you just put out, sit on me, put out your body. I didn't really, when I was actually sitting on him, I didn't know what I was. And then, I got really fat, and as I was going down, I dropped the 50 pills, so I kind of, tossed up again.
Mm-hmm.
Because his skin is getting thick.
You never tried to touch him?
Besides, sexually touching me? No, because if he tried to touch me, I don't know what happened, he was, laughing off. Masturbating.
He keeps motioning, smacking.
No, when you're leaning on something, putting your face on it, he's just going can you tell me what you mean?
Okay, let's say I'm on my back. Where would you be? I'm Jeff. Where would
I'm
you be?
I'm if I was, getting
myself,
I would, sitting
Okay.
And then when he's
backing
up from me.
The trigger
spot? Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to my left.
Okay. All the way around to your back from the table.
Okay, I'm facing you.
And then, your face is a little bit that way. And you're, towards, on a V.
Okay, I'm hunched over a little bit.
And I'm over here, and I'm still doing the massaging of you.
Mm-hmm.
But one of your hands, this hand is around me, and so
okay, my left hand would be, so is my left hand around you?
No,
your shoulder?
No, I'm going like that.
Okay, so I'm holding you around by the waist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that hand was on
his right hand.
Yeah.
Okay. It just gives me a better picture of trying to understand, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you doing that. I don't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. Do you feel uncomfortable?
No.
Okay. After everything was done, okay,
mm-hmm.
did you watch this yet?
No, because I was sitting just while he was out there getting the same flowers. I definitely think it's because I saw something he came back in.
Okay.
He's still in the tavern.
In the room at all, do you think, and I don't know if there is or not, but do you think that there's anything in there that may have recorded what you did?
Oh my God.
A video camera?
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. There are lots of places that could have been one because there's pictures, they could have been, I don't know.
But he walked out, the reason I asked is because he walked out once and then came back in, right?
Yeah.
So it could be just that he could walk off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. I don't know if there is or not.
If there was, I did not know about it.
Okay. So, you get dressed, you go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that woman again?
Downstairs talking to Haley and the other girl.
Okay.
She doesn't come to
At any time,
Could he speak to you, and or does he know how old you are? Do you know how old you are?
Okay, yeah, and matter of fact, Haley told me to say I was 18 because Haley said, tell me 18 because if you're not, then he won't really have to be in his house. So I said I was 18, and I was doing like that. He said, how old are you? And then I was 18, but I kind of said it was fast because, you know, I didn't want to make it sound like I was lying down.
So what other things did he ask you?
How I know Haley, what school I went to.
Did you tell him what school you went to?
Well, he's like, we're good again, because I was told I was in 12th grade still.
Okay.
Because I told him I was 18, so I had to
be told him you were 12th grade?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What else did you talk about?
That's about it, and he was kind of asking me, like, how I knew Haley. It was really nice to me. And then he told me how he knew Haley, and he said, because I kind of like, I'm like, how do you know Haley? So I brought up the conversation, and he said, well, I know Haley because he's been working for a long time. And then, like, I kind of, you know, he kind of gets sick of working for you and how I'm seeing him getting him back inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of figured
he
out.
He just said that. He just said she worked for him.
Yeah, but on my way back home, that doesn't make any sense if he didn't do that because that would really be going to almost amount of the same money as him.
Right. But why did he pay her that there?
I don't know because that's a good question because even as far as I know, but I don't know, but he said he didn't tell me to do anything. He was just downstairs having a conversation. And I think that when I went up to the lady, he paid her because, you know, like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he probably paid her when I went upstairs. And then when I went downstairs, he was still talking to the lady still. And he goes, oh, when we were in the kitchen, we said the old man to come to the house still. He says, oh, the stuff is so hot. He works here. Hanging up. He's like, he's still out in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and I thought the other girl was laughing because when we saw the stuff come in, he was old, so he was like,
so Haley likes older girls.
Like it.
Okay. So you left, and that was the last time you seen him.
Uh-huh, and that's the last time I went in.
Has Jeff ever tried to tell you?
Nope.
Did you leave a phone number?
Yeah. Actually, I did. Because when I was leaving, he goes, please use phone number so that he can touch with you because he doesn't have his phone number. So I just gave him my cell phone number. I didn't give him my house phone number. I gave him my cell phone number. But,
and how long ago was it?
Oh my gosh. I couldn't tell you the date, but let me see. It was about maybe, oh my gosh, a month and a half ago.
Okay.
I don't really know
that
one.
Maybe in March right now.
Either the very beginning of February, the end of January. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
How long after did you get into that fight with
like a week.
Okay.
About
you got into a fight with on the 9th.
Okay, so yeah, it was about a week after. Or before.
Okay. And who else besides? Did you tell what happened?
That's it.
Okay.
Nobody else.
You think Haley said anybody else that you know of?
No, but she wanted me to bring my sister. That's in the old thing, her birthday.
Okay.
And when I was in that room, there was the door was looking at, there was a shelf of pictures, and he had so many pictures of the girl was about 16, 17. Around that age, 15 and 18. And then I'm with the girl, and most of all the girls were topless or about just 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like super things, or they were just standing up.
Okay.
And I'm keeping up with the girls.
Okay. Well, I have to ask you, do you know the difference between, and you're a grown woman, so I'm asking you, you're pretty mature for your age, but
mm-hmm.
Do you know the difference between right and wrong?
Yeah.
You know, the difference between a truth and a lie?
Yes.
Can you tell me what a lie would be?
Nothing with you.
Okay. So, if I tell you you're wearing a blue sweater right now,
I have to tell you you're lying.
Why?
Because I'm wearing a pink one.
You got it. Is everything you tell me the truth?
Yes.
Are you lying about anything?
No. I swear in the Bible.
Okay.
That's
swear to God, that's good enough for me.
I swear to God.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk to me about?
No, because there's not. That's about it. Nothing else really specific.
So that day you did not have any kind of sex with him?
Heck no. I will
Yeah, my mother's good.
You know what having sex with somebody means?
Yes.
Okay.
I know what
homosexuality means. Okay. You at no time touched his penis?
At no time did I touch his penis.
At any time did he touch you?
At no time.
Yeah,
I
think
that no time did he touch me.
And just so I can be sure, you saw him whacking off once?
Yes, saw him.
Okay. And as far as you think?
I think that I know that the same noises were going to be made when he was having the other time.
And that's it. I thank you very much for this conclusion. We'll be time now, but my watch is approximately 3:05.